Thank you.
A coat can provide warmth in more ways than one.
Right in that box.
It's cold in the aspect of it's a lot of battered people in there, a lot of emotional or emotionless people.
Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall knows all too well the effects of domestic violence.
And I was young, so I didn't really fully understand everything, but I did know that you didn't want to be there.
When he was just 9 years old, Marshall, along with his mom and brother, lived in a domestic violence shelter for 26 days.
Because I lived through it, I want to be able to show, you know, some woman that they can get through it. You know, I know it's tough, but you can get through it. To let them know that it's not the end of the world.
That's why Marshall's mom, Barbara, was there Tuesday to help at her son's clothing drive benefiting the Rose Andum Center, which will help improve the lives of domestic violence victims by giving them access to community organizations and government agencies, all at a safe location.
It's huge. You know, I can't think of a better word to describe how wonderful it is for Brandon Marshall, his family, the Broncos, to come out and support this center. You know, we are so appreciative of everything that the Broncos organization is doing. And how about that interception on Sunday?
Marshall partnered with McDonald's and Bailey's Moving and Storage to put on the event, as the Rose Andum Center, set to open next summer, will be the first family justice center in Colorado.
How you doing, man?
It's a cause that hits close to home for Denver Mayor Michael Hancock.
Certainly it does, having lost my sister and now having had many conversations with survivors of domestic violence, whether family members or those who have come through it themselves personally. This is a powerful situation in our community, and one in which we all have to be diligent to make sure we deal with effectively. So I've been very proud to join with our district attorney and his wife, Mitch and Maggie Morrissey, Rose Andum, to stand up and say not in Denver anymore. And now we've got the NFL with us and players like Brandon Marshall who are simply saying we're going to change this, and we're committed to it.
Marshall said his experience living at the shelter helped shape the man he's become today.
How you doing?
Can I get a picture with you?
I'm Brandon. Nice to meet you. It made me stronger. It made me, look at the world just a little differently, and just know that no matter what my situation is, I have to keep pressing on, which my mom did.
I didn't want to let them see me quit, because if they saw me quit, then you know they would quit. So I had to just keep going and pushing through no matter what, and I just tried to instill in them, you know, the values that were taught to me by my parents.
Clothes are in the end.
As for the clothing drive, Marshall and his mom agree, a coat can go a long way.
It would just make them feel special. You know, you're going through a dark time. It's hard. And to receive a gift, someone thought about you. You know, when you feel like you're all alone, then, you know, to receive a gift like that is awesome.
You know, I feel like we have a voice, and we should use that voice on a positive platform, and which is exactly what I'm trying to do today.
In Denver, Phil Milani, Broncos TV.